terrific nom for great cover tackle on the text line. Morning, boys. Knights, Bears, 97 prelim. Yep. Matt Sears intercepts the ball. 10 metres out. Runs the length of the field. Darren Albert from the far side runs Sears down. Tackles him on the line. He drops the ball. Goes on to win the game of the grand final, the Knights. If you ask any Knights player of that era what play won the premiership, they will say Darren Albert's play. Everyone, of course, assumes his grand final try. However, that tackle is what they are referring to. That's AJW texting that in. Go the Knights.
Yep, that was a great tackle. And we're forgetting one.
Which one?
We're forgetting one. Great mate of ours.
Go on.
Grand final. Penrith.
Oh, Scott Sattler. Yes. Oh, sorry, yeah. I thought I mentioned
I think Bob mentioned it.
Oh, did you mention it?
That was a beauty, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Mate, I loved that. Yeah,
that was unbelievable. Toddy Byrne, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Toddy Byrne?
It was, yeah. Poor old Toddy Byrne running in quicksand.
Yeah. Nothing worse than getting run down by someone you're expected to be quicker than.
He sledged him too, didn't he? Didn't he give
sledge
him...
Sledge wouldn't have been a sledger. Oh,
I think you might have given it to Todd Byrne.
Yeah.
Anyway... We go to the 6 o'clock game on Friday evening on Fox League. It is the Dogs and the Roosters. And you talk about grand final or premiership reunions. I believe the Dogs are having a 20-year reunion for this game to mark their 2004 triumph over the Roosters. And they're $3.90. 10.5-point outsiders with Tab at the line. The Roosters are $1.26. For this one, the Roosters, of course, well beaten by the Panthers really last week. And the Dogs, 20-16, they went down to the Bunnies. They get Lindsay Collins back here, the Roosters.
Isn't it amazing? You know, what you'd have to say that the Bulldogs have improved out of sight, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd agree with that too.
I think they have. I don't mind watching them now. I think they're playing some good footy, but mate, they're in 14th position. And you've improved out of sight and you're in 14. Mm. That's how good the comp is.
Their attack still needs a little bit improving.
It does. It does. Look, I feel a little bit for Hutchinson. I don't think he's a halfback. I know that he can lead them around and all that sort of stuff, but, I don't know. Maybe, you know.
But you know what? Can I say this, though, Block? Is Toby Sexton, I know he's a halfback, but is he the answer?
Probably not. Mm. So what... That's therein lays the problem. You know, we're saying it about it all the time. Is you know what you need, you know what you need to go out and buy, but there's none available.
No,
you got to now produce one. Canberra have produced one, the 5'8" now.
Ethan Strange,
and now the Tigers have produced one. Mm. So maybe you got to go and look at look at your own backyard and try and develop.
I'll tell you the young bloke that will be on everyone's radar, and I'm unsure of whether the Eels have re-signed him or not. The young halfback, and I thought the Raiders had signed him.
Sanders?
Sanders, that's him. There's a big rap on him.
Yeah.
But he's not getting a game, and you can't see him getting a game in the foreseeable future with Moses and Dylan Brown there. So yeah. I think he'd be a target for a lot of clubs. And Jonah Prezzett too, when he comes off contract. Maybe
he's been well schooled, hasn't he?
Yeah, at the end of 25.
Matt Burton's kicking in this game. Remember, this is probably going to be played in an absolute, the rainbow that they're predicting tomorrow.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, Rooster's too good, mate.
Yeah.
Rooster's too good.
Rooster's for me as well. Though the 10.5... might be tighter than 10.5.
Yeah, with those type of conditions.
Yeah, with those conditions.
How many inches of rain are they predicting? Do you
know? Upwards of 4 inches at worst.
4 inches. Can you show me how big 4 inches is? No. What do you mean? Well, what are you laughing at?
Well, I've got the old. I'll get the rain old gauge. Rain gauge out of the backyard.
Yeah.
All right. We've got another couple of cover tackle nominations here. Hang on. I've just lost it. All right. Michael Speechley, any tackle he made around the ankles.
Yep.
Yeah. I think he had the nickname of Victor.
He was good at it.
Cut
too,
them off
he?
At grass height. The Western Shark sends that one through.
Yep, that's a good one.
Another great cover tackler, Steve Folks, took down Steve Rogers at the SCG with a classic in 1979. Won the tackle of the year on the old Sunday Sports World with Rex Mossop, says Johnny from Moorbank.
Great defender, Steve Folks.
Good whack, couldn't he?
Ooh, especially with those fiberglass Five guy shoulder pads they used to wear. Broke my nose about 4 times.
Oh, yeah. And we talk about that 2004 grand final, which they're celebrating the 20-year reunion. If you're talking try savers to win a grand final, look at Bobcats. Andrew Ryan's last ditch effort on Mick Crocker, snagged him by a shoelace, cost me $2,000. No name to that one. Sending that one through. All right, we've got to kick on and go to Friday night at McDonald Jones Stadium in the Hunter. And the Knights here are $1.42. The Dragons coming off a good win against Manly, $2.90. And the line here is 7.5. Dragons the plus. Adam O'Brien's made another change in the halves. He's dropped Tyson Gamble and he's brought Jackson Hastings back in to play with Jack Cogger block.
And he's going to play Hastings at 7 or... Is he going to swap them around?
Will Cogger 6, Hastings 7 is what is officially named.
Geez, they're clutching a little bit. They're, you know, in and out. And you know, I think Hastings was only out a week, was he? Back in reserve grade. Now he's back into the side. So, yeah, obviously searching for something. But they're a different side at home. I'm expecting the Knights to win this one. Different side at home.
Yeah, they are a different side at home, aren't they? Kalen, he's the key, obviously, with this Newcastle team. Plenty of expectation this season. Dragons have won more games, so they're $3 outsiders. That's attractive if you think they can cause the upset. And traditionally, these games tight.
I'll check for you, Lozza.
I think Dragons tend to go all right against Newcastle, I think. But, yeah, I think Newcastle, they're desperate. And I've liked some of the footy they've played this year, Newcastle. They've been more than competitive, but they just haven't been able to do it consistently enough during games. So if they can, you know, put together a 80-minute performance, I think they can beat the Dragons.
Yeah, you'd think they'd win at home, wouldn't you? What about you, mate? What do you reckon?
I'm with the Knights, but, yeah, I don't know if I've got the confidence.
No confidence, eh?
Yeah, George Gregan on Jonah Lomu. It was actually Jeff Wilson on the text line. Famous tackle in 1994 at the Sydney Football Stadium. Lachlan Ilias' cover tackle and ankle tap on Jason Saab was a fair effort, says Nutter Day.
Mel Meninga's ankle tap on Michael Neal.
Oh. Remember that? He was in for all money, a little ginger. Right?
Big Mal, bang.
Little ankle tap.
Big fingers.
All right, we're going to go to South of the Warriors, 3 o'clock Saturday. The Bunnies, slight outsiders, $2.05, plus 1.5 at the line. The Warriors, $1.77, coming to Sydney for this one. Good game, this block.
Good game, depending on the weather. Like the style that the Warriors play, they love the dryness. I love the way they have players in motion. And they challenge the line at least 3 tackles in every set. Maybe the weather will make a little bit of a difference here. Just on South, I don't know whether... Have they lost a bit of their intimidation?
Yep.
Do they intimidate sides like they used to? I don't think they've been the same since Sammy Burgess left. So, mate, they've got to step up. Colin Matangi looked like he was going to be a rep player the last few years. Has been a little bit quiet for mine with the ability that he's got. Mate, if Clockstar back in the side too. Gee, that's an interesting one, isn't it? Coach Webster has said all year, even when he came back into the side, Tuivasa-Sheck, or came back to the club, that he'd be playing predominantly in the centres. He's my fullback, Clockstar.
Yeah.
And, mate, he's stuck to his word, put him there straight away. So they've got some great attacking players in this side, the Warriors. And, mate, I just think, you know, the way and how flat the Rabbitohs are, I think the Warriors might get them.
Yeah, they've drifted in and out of games, the Warriors. They haven't been, but their level when they play at their best during games is really good to watch.
Yeah,
really good to watch. But then they have a dip in their performance during games and they allow the opposition team back into it. I don't think they can do that against the Rabbitohs, in particular in a game where we think might be tight with the weather. And I do recall South last year winning that game over there in New Zealand, and Cookie made mention of it in the wet. And I'm just wondering, because the Warriors like to hit their lead runners all the time. Like they like to hit lead runners in wet weather, in contact. Ball might come loose. Look, on form, you've got to go the Warriors. But I give the Rabbitohs a massive hope. Oh, Warriors.
Warriors. Gee, that's a tough game to tip, isn't it? Warriors for me as well. Terry Lamb's ankle tap on Ellery Hanlon.
Ankle tap?
88 grand final. Yeah,
didn't that's... hit him on the chin. What are you talking about, ankle tap?
That's a big
call. Funny place for your ankle.
He got him too.
Oh, he got him. Well, mate, he wasn't the only bloke Barr got.
No.
He got plenty out of his career, Barr. Yeah.
He gave plenty, didn't he?
Oh, little genius jumping up on a stepladder, stiff arm.
Yeah, he used to bend, look like he was going to hit you around the waist, and then go crack.
And barred no one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, we go to Manly and Penrith. Good game this. Saturday, 5:30, Fox League, Four Pines at Brookvale. And Manly coming off a disappointing loss, $2.20 plus 2.5 outsiders at the line with Tab. Penrith, $1.67. James Fisher-Harris is back as well. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier, DCE takes over Cliff Lyons. His 310th game, most ever for Manly all time.
Yeah, it's a big occasion, isn't it, for the Seagulls down there on their home ground, lost their last couple. I reckon this is one they picked to really fire up. I think it'll be closer than what everyone thinks. Mate, you know what? I reckon the Panthers are better than what they were last year. Mate, they're playing. Laurie's mentioned a little bit earlier. Their defence is absolutely outstanding. They all get on board. Taruva, Tago, May.
How forgotten's the World Club Challenge?
Mate, they're good, are they? Yeah. Well, mate, it was their first game of the year too. No excuses, but you know they got beat. But mate, they are running on. They're running on 12 cylinders at the moment, aren't they?
Nathan Cleary's not even there. Well, at least he wasn't last week. Brad Schneider.
What about issues? What about Schneider coming in and just taking over? Like, I thought it was an unbelievable performance from a young bloke just coming. And they've got the ability to do that. They just bring in players all the time, and then all of a sudden you go, well, where's this bloke been?
Yeah, I think they were great last weekend against the Roosters, but I've got a feeling the Eagles will bounce back here. I don't know why. But I think it's back at home, Brookvale, Cherry Evans breaking the record, most games for Manly.
Must win.
They don't want to be losing three in a row after their good start to the year. Tommy played poorly last week, and I don't think he'll play as poor this week. Call me silly, because I reckon Penrith are going to be hard to beat for the comp, but I reckon Manly might get them this week.
Block.
I'm going with Panthers. Mate, after watching them last week and the speed of the line and the way they demolished a good side in the Roosters. I think the Panthers.
Yeah, I'm with Loz. And I know, thanks for pointing it out, I tipped Roosters 13 plus against Penrith last week. And
just on the back of Mo Cleary.
I am going to tip Manly here for an upset at home.
I couldn't come up with a reason. What's your
home, home ground advantage, home bounce ground, back factor?
It's just, I don't know.
Still think they'll finish top four, Manly? Still have faith in them back at home. They just brought that Brookie crowd behind them.
Yeah, Brookie crowd and me personally, Tommy will never play like he did last weekend again, and I reckon he'd be stewing on that performance. I reckon he's in for a massive game.
I don't reckon we've ever said that about him before.
No. I can't remember him making four errors in a game.
Okay, we go to Saturday night. This game is at Suncorp. The in-form Dolphins against the in-form West Tigers. Arguably, I say arguably, match of the round. I don't know if I'll go that far, but it's a good game. Dolphins $1.55, the Tigers $2.45. Just such a shame with Lockie Galvin's suspension for the hip drop. So Jaden Sullivan's back in the halves here, Block.
Yeah, that's going to be the big miss. He's been outstanding, the young fella, hasn't he? 2 weeks for a hip drop. Hey, I just wanted to bring that up too. When you get 10 minutes into the sin bin, right? Would you say for a hip drop or whatever you get sent to the sin bin for, would you say that is a punishment, right? Would you say that's a punishment?
Well,
yeah, for sure.
Yes.
And you let your team down, you're off for 10 minutes, blah, 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 blah. I don't know about suspending someone for a hip drop and giving them 2 weeks after you've already been punished and your team's been punished for 10 minutes. So what's happening now is you're punished twice. Mm.
I'll take your
Is
point.
That fair? Do you understand what I mean?
I think suspensions generally are too long. Very, very harsh.
You could see that young kid last week with that tackle. I know you're not allowed to do it, and I know all that stuff. But, mate, that was accidental.
Yeah, no, like 5 years ago it would have been.
That's right. And sure. and you get penalised, and luckily he come on and you know did what he did and won the game for the Tigers, apart from the field goal. But
are you just talking about that particular tackle anything if you get sin bin? Because if you break someone's jaw and you get 10 minutes or...
Yeah, good point, yeah. I never thought... maybe for minor things. You know, like... Yeah, I suppose, I don't know. I just think being punished twice. Where else in the world do you get punished twice for something?
Well, I see where you're coming from. But what I don't like when something serious really happens and they either get sin binned, but then they miss 4 weeks, or they don't get sin binned and then they get suspended for 4 weeks after the game, because the team that it happened against gets no advantage.
Yeah, and especially if it's foul play.
Yeah,
and someone's
exactly
out
right.
for 8 weeks.
8 weeks,
anyway.
And brother v. brother in this game. Benji the coach versus Jeremy Marshall King. 11 years between them. So two brothers up against each other in different capacities, of course, but a nice little side storyline to the game.
Well, you know what? If Galvin was playing...
Tip the Tigers?
I would have tipped the Tigers.
Amazing. An 18-year-old kid
has
played...
Yeah, exactly right. Three games.
Yep.
I know we keep raving on about Coruscant, but what about him again?
Ah, what a player.
He's good.
What a player.
I'll tell you who else looks good, blocker, and I don't know whether he found a bit of speed or a bit of footwork in the off-season, is Stefano.
Mm. Mate, he's been good, hasn't he? I mean, when they picked him in Origin last year, and I think they picked him... Is he a
fitter or stronger?
Strong milk's unbelievable, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Mate, he's got good footwork, bounces out of tackles and all that. When they picked him last year in the Origin up there in Queensland, I thought, what are they doing? He hasn't dominated, you know, in an NRL game.
Yeah.
But now, you're right, Loz. Mate, he was sensational last week. And the other thing too, for a long period of time.
What are we looking at, boys?
I don't know.
There was just quietness.
All right. Who are we tipping?
I'm going Dolphins.
Dolphins.
On the back of a Hemiso Tabuai Fido performance.
Oh, yeah? Mate, I don't like... I want the Tigers to win. I don't like backing them because every time I back them, they get beat. So for that reason, I'm going to go the Dolphins and then the Tigers will win.
I'll tell you what I loved as well, when Gutho missed the penalty kick on full time, Clemmer giving him the old.
hey, there's another thing too.
Love Clem.
Mate, there was 45 seconds left on the clock. Why didn't they kick for touch and work two in and go for the field goal to level the scores? That kick, he's a part-time kicker.
Yeah,
it's that a kick was kick. Almost impossible.
Yeah, but you can win the game right there and then.
I would have backed him to
kick it.
Oh, it was me kicking.
He said it straight away.
Give the responsibility to Ricky. Yeah. Just kick the field goal, mate. Yeah. Hemi's a bit sore, a bit tired, a bit fatigued.
I'm tipping the Dolphins here as well. And we go to our Sunday games now. And the 4 o'clock game, North Queensland $1.15 at Gold Coast. They're the biggest outsiders so far this season. +16.5 or $5.50. Head to head, and there are real issues there on the glitter strip block.
Wow,
they've been dreadful,
mate. He was a man bringing in to go into the eight, wasn't he? Desi, poor old Desi. They're all talking about now. Once you start talking about let's stick solid fans and all that sort of stuff, you know you're in trouble. Right?
We're building.
we're building.
It's going to be a slow build.
Jeez, mate, they mentally. They must be nearly down and out, the poor old Titans. The Cowboys, too much strike. Gee, they've got some blokes who can put on points, and I think we might see a score in this game. I think the Cowboys will win and win comfortably.
Yeah, I'm all over the Cowboys in this game. Yeah, I can't see the Titans winning.
It's a snack of a tip, that one. And then, good game, Sunday night in the nation's capital. Raiders $1.77. Parramatta $2.05. Skinny line 1.5 with Tab, with Canberra the minus here. Did you like Ricky Stewart's post-match media conference the other night?
Well, he was absolutely filthy, especially when they said, Timoko, he played well. You know, the bloke was trying to add a little bit of spark, and he said, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. No one did.
Don't give anyone any credit, mate.
No credit. No.
Praise people who don't deserve praise.
mate, I loved it. Well, he was fair dinkum. Mate, they led 18 points to nil. Why wouldn't he be?
Come on. Do all you Raiders blokes have, like, a group chat where
We just laugh. Mate, he's so funny to watch.
How can you lead 18-0 and then stop playing?
Yeah, right. Disappointed. But he would have been calm and measured after the game. Oh. I reckon on Monday at the review,
yeah,
he would have singled a few out.
Oh, yeah. Mate, I reckon he'd be like a headmaster. He'd have the cuts out. Remember when he used to get the cuts?
He doesn't hold a grudge either, Steve.
Well, mate,
so you get over it quickly.
Do you know... I reckon they'll put in the best performance that they have of the year there, the Raiders, after that spray from Ricky.
Yeah, I'll go on the Raiders this weekend too.
I reckon they'll win.
Yeah, I'll beat the Raiders.
At home.
Mm. Yep. We got there.
Geez, we got there quick too. We've still got 20 seconds to spare.
Is it?
Go, Bob.
Anything you'd like to add in the last 20 seconds?
Your editorial
what
time.
Else? What else can I? What else? Oh, you know what I'm going to complain about? Bloody tolls.
Oh, you can get a rebate. I found out
what?
The other day.
Yeah.
Your next door neighbour told me about it.
I've already got it.
Imagine if you had a business. What is it? Did I see the other day? It's like $14 for trucks to go through the
top. Oh,
imagine if you had a business and you went on the other side over to Cronulla every day.
Tell
you wouldn't make any money.
If you have to go to Concord Golf Club and you go through it like three times when you don't need to.
That was you, Loz, wasn't it?
Hey? Oh, it's dirty.
Were you filthy?
You were mate.
I like it when you get angry because you're generally
close to the angriest I've seen you.
Yeah, I know. I don't get angry that much. The only time I've really been angry is when I've been working on this show. Either getting stuffed around by tolls.
Do you know what I reckon?
Or
it
someone
is?
Not making the right coffee at service stations.
Well, I think the underlining problem with you, Laurie, is you don't like getting up early in the morning. I think all the other thing is surface, the problems that come. I think his problem is getting up real early. What time do you get up in the morning, Mike?
Oh, a bit after four.
I'm just going into REM at that time.
REM? What's REM mean?
Don't you know what REM is?
No,
that's
what is
when
it?
You when you're right into sleep.
The rapid, what is it? Rapid eye movement or something?
Yeah. You're right into... Why are you bringing it?
Thank you, Block.
4 o'clock. Good evening.